And Sports presents high school basketball.
Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup, Katie Klingelhoffer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie. Seven in a row for Amherst.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, Ogallala, and the host Broncos. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
On the right elbow, Holtmeyer swings, set up play for a three. Lease in the left-hand corner. No good. Offensive rebound all alone is going to be Brian Hoosman, and he'll put it up and in. And that is now seven in a row with the Stars. They're up by 10.
The holiday break is over, and each team is looking to be victorious, ending their 2012 schedule. It's the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Amherst High School. ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament takes us to our fourth and final game of the day as the Amherst Bronco boys take on Ogallala. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're glad to have you along with us. So far today, the Kearney Catholic boys and girls have taken care of North Platte St. Pat's. And in a game that went right down to the wire, the Amherst girls held off Ogallala 53-51. Now the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Ogallala, number zero is a 6-foot freshman, Jordan Cogrell. Number two is a 5'11 senior, Ty Neal. Number three is a 5'8 junior, Adam Crandall. Number four is a 6'1 junior, Dylan Folker. And number five is a 6'1 senior, Corey Thorson. Head coach of the Ogallala boys, it looks like they've made a change here. Alex Hewitt has been introduced as a starter, so we'll check on that. Matt Van Engen is the coach, assisted by Jeremy Smith and Coy Gager. They are 1-5 on the season. For Amherst, number 12 is a 6-foot junior, Dominic Abbott. Number 14 is a 6-foot sophomore, Austin Chen. Number 20 is a 5'9 freshman point guard, Trey Tobenheim. Number 24 is a 5'10 freshman, Braden Eckout. And number 42, 6'4 senior, Caleb Lockhorn. Head coach is Clark Gribble, assisted by Brent Nolette, Bill Giffen, Mitch Olson, and Les Hadelung. Amherst, 5-2 on the season. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and Kearney will tip it off right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And the opening tip is in the air and it'll be controlled here by Amherst. They'll move from left to right, and Ogallala from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. The dark black with orange trim of Ogallala. The Indians, good-looking uniforms as always. And a three-pointer to start the ball game is up, and it is in by Amherst, Austin Chen. So the three-pointer gets Amherst on the board here by a score of 3-0. Again, neither team is overloaded with a lot of upperclassmen. And so we'll see how the freshmen play here tonight as Amherst tries to pressure. Ogallala beats that pressure, but then the shot is going to be blocked up there by Lockhorn. Fast break the other way. Chen, the running layup, no good. Lockhorn follows, got the rebound, and they'll set it up. Chen rotates it around the left wing into the hands of Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim back up top to Abbott. Abbott, a three-point threat, has been since he started, drives and gets shoved before he can get the shot away. Foul will be on Ty Neal. First foul of the game, and it goes on the Ogallala Indians. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounds pass comes to Abbott. Abbott to the free throw line. The jumper by Lockhorn is up and in. Lockhorn hits the bucket. Amherst has scored on their first two possessions, and it's 5-0 Broncos. Ogallala hoping for a better start here after being 1-5 as they break the press, try to attack it, and a foul. No foul called. Drive in, a lot of contact, then Amherst gets the rebound, and Eckhout's outlet pass is going to be intercepted. and knocked out of bounds. So it will stay with Amherst. Both teams want to put some pressure on, and Amherst has gotten the better of it so far. Ogallala sets back defensively as Amherst struggles to the left-hand corner. Abbott. Abbott gets caught in traffic, going to be called for the travel. First turnover of the ball game, and it's called on the Broncos. They put on a 1-2-2 trap. Ogallala just throwing back and forth. Now make the long pass up the floor over the top to Thorson. Thorson hits the cutter on the low block. Fulker back out in the left-hand corner. Thorson, skip pass, is headed out of bounds, but run down there by Alex Ewer. Again, another skip pass down low. Shot blocked down low by Lockhorn, but they're going to ring him up for a foul. Kalen with the first foul of the game on Amherst, and that will send Ogallala to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here with Corey Thorson. Thorson, one of the seniors on this ball club, only two of them for Ogallala. The first one, no good. Second free throw for Thorson. That one is good. So Thorson gets Ogallala on the board, and it's 5-1 in favor of Amherst. Broncos running off a couple of picks, get the ball down low. Ball partially swatted out of there by Alex Ewert, and then it's picked up by Amherst. They'll put the shot up, no good, and Ewert will get the rebound. Ogallala wants to run. They attack left baseline. Shot blocked by Austin Chan. Goes right back into the hands of Thorson, and Thorson will score. So nobody's able to grab the basketball cleanly here in the first couple of minutes. It's resulted in a foul and a turnover and a couple of buckets off the deflected pass. 5-3 Amherst, 2.5 into the ball game. Three-pointer on the way by the Broncos. Skims off the rim, no good. Ewert gets the rebound here for Ogallala. Across the timeline is the freshman Cogdell. Cogdell over to Ewert. Comes it down to the corner. Three-pointer by Niels on the way. It's no good. Offensive rebound again, that time to Thorson. And the jumper is up and in. Fast break the other way. Pull up three. It's in. So Austin Chen answers with a three-pointer to make it 8-5 after Ogallala had tied the ball game. Amherst got the first five. Ogallala got the next five. And it's 8-5 Amherst after that three-point bucket. With 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ogallala ball on the right wing with it. It's going to be Fulkert. Fulkert gets it into the paint. High arcing rainbow shot. Ty Neal drops through. And it's 8-7. Fast break the other way. Beating Ogallala back and laying it up and in is Dominic Abbott. And a timeout called here by Ogallala. I don't think this is the pace that Coach Matt Van Engel wants to see. It is a full length timeout. 4:38 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Amherst 10 and Ogallala 7. This timeout brought to you by your friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and right here at the concession stand in Amherst. We'll be back in a minute.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Out of the Ogallala timeout, Indians will have the ball trailing 10-7 here in the first quarter. And as they try to get into their half-court set, Austin Jen will make the steal. Fast break the other way. Short jumper off the glass by Abbott is good. And the lead right back to 5 here for Amherst at 12-7 off the first Ogallala turnover of the game. Cogdell brings it into the front court. Left-hand dribble. Tries to bounce pass through the double team. And there is Austin Jen again. Steal by the Broncos up the floor to Abbott. Gets it to the baseline, turns and kicks it out to the freshman, Eckhout. Out top to the freshman, Tobenheim. Tobenheim holds the ball. This could be the beginning of some real special years here for the Amherst basketball program. Again, a lot has been talked about this freshman class, and driving the baseline, Abbott, right side runner is good, and it is 14-7. So after being tied 5-5, a 9-2 run by the Broncos, and they are up 14-7. Looking good here in the first quarter against the C1 Ogallala Indians. Of course, Amherst now a D2 school, and driving in, Thorson loses the handle. He's on the floor, and Amherst just goes down and ties him up. Arrow does point the way of Ogallala, so they'll get to keep possession. Here comes Dalton Jarose into the ball game. Jarose checks in for the Indians. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. Swing it out on the right wing to Cogdell. Cogdell back into the corner for a three-pointer. It's on the way and no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Chen. Ogallala's missed their first 2 3-point attempts, while Amherst is 2 of 3. With it is Eck out on the right wing. Dumps it into the corner for Ty Hadwiger, who has checked in. So you got three freshmen out there now for Amherst. Driving the baseline, Abbott. He gets clocked by Alex Ewart. That'll be the first foul on Ewart and the second here on the Indians. Going to the line will be Dominic Abbott. First free throw attempts of the game for the Broncos. Also in there, Cale Preble for Amherst. Free throw is up, and it rattles in for Abbott. He's already got 7 here in the first quarter. 15-7. Second free throw now. On the way, and that's right through there for Dominic Abbott. He's got 8, Jen's got 6, and Amherst has 16. 16-7 Broncos with a 9-point lead here against the Ogallala Indians. Bringing the ball up the floor is Ty Neal. Neal starts right, swings it left to Cogdell. Cogdell dribbles to the high post, draws the double team, swings it out right side to Folkert. Folkert drives and kicks back out. A lot of starting to drive and no shooting right now. Folkert gets it into the paint, throws it up over the double team. He's going to get the whistle. 2 free throws coming up. The foul will be called on Ty Hadwiger. That'll be his first and the team's second. At the line to shoot 2, Dylan Folkert. And the first one is on the way and in. 16-8, Amherst with the lead. Second free throw, wasting no time. It's up and it's in. And Folkert cuts the lead back down to 7 at 16-9. Amherst basketball with it is Eckhout, swings it to the left wing, holding it for a dribble is Abbott. Back over to Preble. Preble stops the top of the key, get it down to the low post. Nothing there for Abbott. Left side wing, there's a three-pointer up and in by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout hits his first bucket, and it's 19-9 in favor of Amherst after hitting their third three of the first quarter. Cogdell brings it across the timeline against the Amherst man-to-man. Uses his dribble up and swings it right side to Folkert. Folkert back to the left wing. Ball faked by Neal. Hits the baseline. Here comes Cogdell. Cogdell drives. There's a big contact. He hits the ground and a blocking foul. Going to be called. And that's on Ty Hadwiger, it looks like. So it looks like he's going to check out of the game. And 2 free throws coming up for Jordan Cogdell. And the first free throw on the way, and it's no good. Checking back into the ball game, Trey Tobenheim and Caleb Lockhorn. Checking out will be Jen, and with those 2 fouls, Hadwiger. Second free throw now for Cogdell. It's on the way, and it's short. Rebound brought down by Lockhorn and over his back. A foul on Ogallala. And it looks like it's going to go on Jarose. And for Dalton, that'll be his first. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece. 2 minutes still to go here in the first quarter. Amherst has already put up 19 points, leading Ogallala 19-9 here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Following our basketball is college football, as Texas Tech and Minnesota will play at 8 o'clock in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Amherst off the inbounds pass. Here's Tobenheim, kicks it out in the left wing. 3-pointer on the way. That time Eckhout couldn't get it to go. And the rebound brought down by Ewart. 3rd for Alex. Ogallala brings it across the timeline with Cogdell. Cogdill, stutter dribble, looks for the back cut. Nice catch underneath the hoop, but there's all kinds of defensive pressure there. And Britton Hoppin is blocked by Trey Tobenheim, and Amherst comes out of there with a basketball. Hoppin's just a freshman, but wasn't afraid to take it down low, and now at the other end, a block shot for Alex Ewart, knocking Dominic Abbott out of bounds. And Abbott will check out now. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Heck out to throw it in to the left wing, right back to Braden on the baseline. Kicks it up top to Preble. Over on the left wing, the three-pointer. It's off the iron, no good, and we're going to get it over the back here on Amherst. One of those that you shake your head about a little bit because you know it's going to be over the back. Terose got the rebound. Checking in, John Eberle, 6'2 senior. Does the fouls on Lockhorn, his second of the first quarter. 107 to go here in quarter number one. Amherst 19-9, has a 10-point lead. Hoppins trying to back into the double team. He does, kicks it out to Folker. Folker trying to hit the low post. Posting up is Ewart. Spin move in the lane, shot no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Broncos and Preble. 49 seconds remain here in quarter number one. And it is Ogallala ball. Off the inbound, they go left wing to Hoppins. Out top to Cogdill. Back over, swinging against the grain to Folker. Nothing really going off that out-of-bounds play, so they'll set up their offense with 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Little skip pass. Gets deflected, but Ogallala is able to grab it. And then it's taken away by Austin Jen. And Austin Jen, ahead of the pack, takes it into the layup. It's good. Jen picks the pocket. He's got eight, and it's 21-9 in favor of Amherst. With 20 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. Cogdill brings it across the timeline, and looks like we've got some debris on the court, so they blow the play dead. And they'll have to throw it in again. So Ogallala throws it in at midcourt safely with 15 seconds. Freshman Cogdill running the point, swings it back over to Hoppins, another freshman. A lot of freshmen on that floor. Hoppins to the left baseline. Nothing there. 4 seconds. Ewart back to Hoppins. They're not going to get a shot away. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. It's Amherst 21, Ogallala 9. You're listening to boys basketball from the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Amherst. Thanks to Ron Evans, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here in Broncoland for their hospitality. It's the fourth and final game of the day here from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Kearney Catholic took both of theirs from North Platte St. Pat's, and the Amherst girls held off Ogallala 53-51. Amherst boys get the ball to start the second quarter. An open baseline jumper is there for Austin Jen, and the lead is now 14. 23-9, Jen with 10, Abbott with 8 to lead the way here for Amherst. Nobody with more than a bucket for Ogallala, and they turn it over for the fourth time. Stolen away, outlet pass to Abbott. Abbott pulls up from 9, and it's going to go off the iron, no good. Rebound yanked down by Ty Neal. There weren't a lot of rebounds in the first quarter because there were so many made shots. I had Ogallala for 5 and Amherst for 4. Top of the key with it, Dalton Jarrows. Jarrows gets it over on the left wing to Cogdell. Cogdell, nice little pick and roll, driving in. Jarrows scores and a foul to go along with it. So Dalton will go to the line, try and complete the three-point play. The foul is on Preble. That'll be the first on Kale. Fifth as a team. 23-11. And the free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. Update from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, 19-17 Ravenna, early third quarter over Loup City. That got defensive in a hurry. That game is on Classic Hits, 98.9. Making some room at the other end and scoring is Dominic Abbott. They are doing some very good one-on-one work here in the first half are the Amherst Broncos, because Ogallala playing pretty good defense, but Amherst finding a way to use that dribble, use that body, get a little clearance, and knock down some tough shots. 14-point lead. Earlier today over at Ravenna, Loup City beat the Overton girls in the third-place game. Centura beat the Overton boys in the third-place game. Here's a shot that's blocked out of there by Dominic Abbott, but it goes right to Dylan Volker. He picks it up and scores for the Indians. Preble pulls up in transition. His shot is no good. The ball goes out of bounds to Ogallala. Also, the Centura girls winning the Ravenna Holiday Tournament over the Lady Jays earlier this afternoon. And again, Ravenna boys, a two-point lead over Loup City early third quarter on Classic Hits, 98.9. Again, the championship games of this tournament on Classic Hits, 98.9 as well tomorrow at 2:30 and 4:15. Right now, Ogallala has the basketball, dribbling in, hitting the front of the iron. The shot is no good that time for Thorson. Coming out of there with it is Eckhout. Baseball pass to the other end. Abbott's leaner won't go. The ball is deflected out into the hands of Folkert. And Ogallala has it offensively, needing to make up some ground. Down by 12 with 5:45 to go in the first half. Pass deflected, but Folkert has it. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll recap the day's action, talk with Amherst girls coach Nikki Eckhout. Ball up top to Ty Neal. Over on the right wing to Corey Thorson. Over the corner to Cogdell. Bounce pass on the low block, looking for room. Folkert throws it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Lockhorn, who's playing with those two fouls. Transition, outlet pass, trying to get it underneath the hoop to Chen. But getting back defensively, Corey Thorson for Ogallala. Knocks it out of bounds. Here comes Nick Rivas, a 6'2 freshman in at the post for Ogallala. And also Easton Tuttle will check into the ball game for Ogallala. And doing it one at a time, Alex Ewert back in. Excuse me, Ewert. Ewert. Ewert back in for Ogallala. 5:16 to go, first half, Amherst 25, Ogallala 13, Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. They'll toss it into Abbott on the left wing, dribbles to the top of the circle, gives it up to Eckhout to the high post. Lockhorn comes up short, and it goes out of bounds. Thought maybe it was tipped, but apparently not. It's going to go to Ogallala. So Amherst, after a very up-tempo first quarter, hasn't been able to get things going here, but it's got to get that ball rolling, get the first one, get the pressure on, get this pace going, and then they'll be okay again. Ball up top, ball fake that time by Jarose, drives in, shot no good, offensive rebound, shot blocked out of there by Lockhorn on the offensive rebound of Ewert, and it goes out of bounds to Ogallala. 4:48 to go here in the first half, still 25-13 Amherst. Jumped out to a real quick lead in this game. Off the dribble, Ty Neal comes. Left-handed floater, no good. Ball swatted out long, and it's going to be run down by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout all the way to the other end, gets grabbed before he gets in for the layup. So wave off the bucket, but a foul called on Ogallala. And it's going to go on Nick Rivas, his first, and the team's fourth. Here's John Eberle and Cale Preble back into the ball game for Amherst. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Preble to throw it in. Leaves it in the left-hand corner for Abbott. Abbott off the screen, dribbles to the high post. Nowhere to go, kicks it back out top to Jen. Austin off the screen for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Jarose again. And here comes Ogallala looking for some points. Each team with 4 points here in the second quarter. Ball fake by Tuttle. Tuttle gets it back up top to Ewert. Into the hands of Neal. Neal, long three at the top of the key, drains it. Ty Neal with the first three-point bucket of the game for Ogallala. 25-16. Amherst wants to run. The numbers aren't there. They take the shot anyway. It comes up short. And the rebound brought down by Neal. Ogallala gets the bucket here. They're in business. And a timeout going to be called here by Ogallala. A little surprised by that. 3:49 to go here in the first half of play, and it is 25-16. Amherst with the lead. We'll be back with more on ESPN in a moment.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. Final games of 2012 as Ogallala out of the timeout takes a quick shot out there by Neal. Won't go from 12 feet. And Austin Chen will get the rebound. Chen into the front court, three in transition. Nothing but twine for Dominic Abbott. He's got 13, and that's the fourth three of the game for Amherst. And it gets him back into a double-digit lead at 28-16. There's Neal again, shooting every time. The time rattles out, no good. Ball is picked up by the Indians, and Congle at the top of the key. There's a walk trying to get in there. There's the freshman, Rivas. Rivas just got bumped as he went to the hoop and called for the travel. That's the fifth turnover on Ogallala. I still only have Amherst with one turnover in this game. Tobenheim out, Eckhout in. Eckhout, Eberle, Preble, along with Abbott and Lockhorn, or Jen, excuse me, on the floor for Amherst. On the left wing, John Eberle. Up top to Abbott, Dominic, dribble penetration. Nice bounce pass back door in the lane, and Eberle scores. John Eberle with the layup off the beautiful assist, and it's 30-16. Amherst now back up to their largest lead of the game at 14. Neal can't take the open shot, goes up top, Folkert for three, and he'll hit it. Dillon with 7 points now in the ball game. 30-19. Fast break the other way. Chen pulls up. Three on the right wing. Decides not to take it. Looking inside. Nothing there for Eberle. They'll reverse it left wing. Cale Preble gets it inside. Now Eberle, a one-hand jumper. No good. And Ewert will pull down his fifth rebound here for Ogallala. Nobody picks up Cogdell, so he hustles up the floor. Gets in the paint. Then decides to dish it off to Neal. Neal forces it up against pressure. Might have been a foul, wasn't called. Rebound brought down by Eberle. If it wasn't a foul, then it was good defense by Dominic Abbott. But now a travel called on Amherst. Second turnover for the Broncos. And at the pace that they want to play, that's an amazing number right there, just two turnovers. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Also with you all the time on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 30-19, the Amherst boys leading Ogallala with 2 minutes to go in the first half here in the opening round of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. As Cogdell comes off the screen, goes to the baseline and rolls it over the side of the rim and in. Jordan with his first bucket. Pass break the other way. They get it to Jen. He attacks off balance. No good. Ewert gets another rebound. The lead is down to 9. Ogallala trying to whittle off a little more before halftime. Folkert looking into the post. Neal's not there, so he'll come out and take it in the left-hand corner. Quickly swing it out to Thorson. Thorson finds some room, but his scoop shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Abbott. Abbott outlet pass to Chen. Chen on the left-hand wing picks his dribble up. Gives it right back to Abbott. Abbott forces his way in, then kicks it out. Swing it to Eckhout. Can't get the three away, so he dribbles in. One-hand runner, good. Braden with 5 points. 32-21 Amherst. A minute 10 to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, so stay with us. Right now, Cogdill drives again and scores. He'll draw the foul. Chance for a three-point play as John Eberle is called for his first personal foul. And Jordan Cogdill, the freshman point guard for Ogallala, a chance to pull the game to within 8. And the free throw is on the way, and it skips out, no good. Rebound to Abbott. And a minute to go here in the first half. Eckhout into the front court to Tobenheim. He makes a beautiful move, but then sliding down to block the shot is going to be Alex Ewert, his third block, who had to come down and save what was going to be a layup for the Broncos. So Amherst has to take it out underneath. 32-23 Amherst, 54 seconds to go in the half. Looking. Eckhout gets it in left wing. Now they dump it inside to Eberle. A little baby hook, no good. Rebound brought down by Cogdell. Ogallala needs a bucket here. I think they'd feel pretty good after the first quarter that they had. They could get closer. Here's the jumper by Tuttle. It's no good. Ball is tapped out, but it goes to Dominic Abbott. Wants to run 2-on-1. Gives it off to Jen, who lays it up and in. A dozen for Jen. 13 for Abbott. That's 25 of the 34, and it's an 11-point lead for Amherst. 34-23 with 20 seconds to go in the half. Cogdell working off a high screen on the right wing. Can't go anywhere. Brings it back out between the circles with 13 seconds. It's a high 1-4 here for Ogallala. They're not set up like they want. 7 seconds. Cogdell off the back screen. Got it into Folkert wide open, but he missed the shot. And then a foul. I think that foul is going to be on Amherst. Folkert, they got what they wanted, but he missed the bunny. And then is fouled by the Broncos. And it's going to be on Eberle, his second. And that happens to be the 7th team foul. So Dylan Folkert will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. He's 2-of-2, and he has a team-high 7 points right now for Ogallala. 2.4 remaining in the half. And the free throw is up. It is short. Rebound brought down by Abbott. And the three-quarter late shot by Eckhout goes off the back of the rim. And no good. I think you're going to have to start expecting anything to go in pretty soon from Amherst. Eckhout was beyond the other free throw line, and it was like a six-footer that everybody's been missing tonight. It was right off the heel of the rim. So that is the end of the first half of play here in the final opening round game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament in 2012. At halftime, it is Amherst 34 and Ogallala 23. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, 34-23, Amherst leading the Ogallala boys. Earlier, the Amherst girls had to hold off Ogallala 53-51. Amherst kept getting a nice 8-to-10-point lead. Ogallala kept coming back in the game. And then finally, Ogallala took a 51-50 lead and had the ball. But Amherst forced a turnover in the backcourt. And then they were able to score on a 3-point play by Jessica Fernandez, who got an offensive rebound. And on her putback, she was fouled. And she made the free throw. Ogallala had a chance to tie or win the game. They threw up an off-balance long jumper that fell into the hands of Jessica Paluchek, who put it up at the buzzer from right underneath the hoop. I believe it was going to count if it went to tie the game, but the shot hit the rim, and Amherst advances on to the championship game. Also today, Kearney Catholic boys, a 52-38 win over North Platte St. Pat's. And in the girls' game, maybe the shocker of the day, a battle of unbeatens, and Kearney Catholic 74, North Platte St. Pat's 38. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., the consolation game, Ogallala and St. Pat's. The boys' consolation game, St. Pat's against the loser of this game, will be at 12:45. Then at 2:30 on Classic Hits 98.9, the girls' championship, Kearney Catholic against Amherst. And then at 4:15 on Classic Hits 98.9, the boys' championship game between Kearney Catholic and the winner of this contest, also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Earlier today at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, it was the Loup City girls taking third over Overton, 43-39. Centura took third in the boys over Overton, 50-45. In the girls, Centura was a winner over Ravenna, 47-36. And right now, Ravenna and Loup City boys are playing in the third quarter, a close game on Classic Hits, 98.9. The Kearney High boys, also a winner today, 52-42 over Scott's Bluff. They advance to the GNAC Tournament Championship game tomorrow in Columbus. We'll take a break, give you the first half stats in a moment. 34-23, Amherst leading the boys game. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Take a look at the first half numbers of our boys basketball game. First of all, for Ogallala, Jordan Cogdell, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Ty Neal, 5 points and 2 rebounds. Dylan Folkert, 7 points and a rebound. Corey Thorson, 3 points and 1 rebound. Dalton Jarose, 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Alex Ewert has 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. I had Ogallala for 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first and 0 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Ogallala, 3 in the first and 2 in the second. Foul situation, nobody with more than 1. The Indians had 9 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, Ogallala has 23 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 9 from the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point area, 3 blocks, and 5 turnovers for Ogallala. For Amherst, Dominic Abbott leads the way with 13 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Austin Chen, 12 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Trey Tobenheim has a block. Braden Eckout, 5 points and 4 rebounds. Caleb Lockhorn, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks, and John Everly, 2 points and a rebound. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, they've been to the line once and hit them both. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. And Amherst really taking care of the ball. I have them for just 1 turnover in each quarter. Foul situation, Ty Hadwiger, Caleb Lockhorn, and John Everly all have 2. 21 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, and at the half, Amherst, 34 points, 14 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from 3-point land, 5 block shots and 2 turnovers, and Amherst leading at the half, 34-23. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
College football update. Three bowl games going on today. The first game saw Ohio blow out Louisiana Monroe 45-14 in the Military Bowl, in the Independence Bowl. Then currently going on, Rutgers holding on to a 10-3 lead over Virginia Tech with 11:45 to go in the game. That's in the Russell Athletic Bowl. And then the Meineke Car Care Bowl scheduled to kick off just after 8 o'clock as Minnesota plays Texas Tech. And that will be right here on ESPN Radio right after our basketball coverage. So stay with us for that here on ESPN Radio. Also, we're back here tomorrow. Championship games coming your way. So be with us at 2:30 and 4:15 tomorrow. And for Amherst, if they can finish this off on the boys' side, then that means it'll be Kearney Catholic playing Amherst in both championship games. If the Amherst boys happen to lose this lead, we would bring you the consolation game tomorrow as well. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Amherst 34 and Ogallala 23, and the second half is next.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, live at Amherst for the second half of our fourth and final game of the opening day of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And Ogallala is going to get the ball to start the third quarter of play, trailing 34-23 against the Amherst Broncos. Amherst coming out in a zone, it looks like here, instead of a man-to-man. See if they can mess up Ogallala, who gets it inside. Ball fake, nowhere to go there for Ewert, so they kick it back out top to Neal. Neal into the left-hand corner. Same five starters are out there. 0-2-4-5. Cogdill, Neal, Folkert, Thorson, and then Ewert. Driving in Folkert, a little six-foot runner in the middle of the lane, is up and in. And Dillon leads the team now with 9 points, 34-25. Biggest lead has been 14, and Ogallala's been able to cut it down to 8, but hasn't been able to claw any closer since the first quarter. And here's an illegal screen set against Amherst. And it's going to be on Caleb Lockhorn, and that is his third, picking it up less than a minute into the third quarter of play. And Coach Ribble immediately goes to the bench. He's going to bring in the freshman Ty Hadwiger at 6'1". And Ty also has two fouls. So let's see if Ogallala can maybe expose a little something here, get that ball in, take it right at Hadwiger, see if he can get his third. Or if Ogallala will continue to play outside here against this matchup zone. Get it into Folkert again. Double team, triple team. Gives it off to his teammate Congle. Down the baseline and in. So good, patient passing here. And it's a seven-point game, 34-27. Eck out, bounce pass in the left-hand corner. Abbott pulls up for three. It's way off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Ewert, his seventh. Ewert gets it into the front court to Congle. Congle to the baseline. Dishes it off there to Thorson. Trying to get a shot away and can't. So they'll clear it back out in the left-hand corner to Ewert. And then his pass gets away, and it's going to be over and back. Over and back on Ogallala. And that'll make it their sixth turnover. Both teams actually have taken pretty good care of the ball, considering both teams wanting to put a lot of pressure on. And Amherst in control right now. 90 seconds into the second half, 34-27. Broncos with the lead. But a 4-0 start here by Ogallala to cut the lead from 11-7 quickly in the third quarter. Amherst with the ball up top. Holding the ball, Dominic Abbott. Uses the high pick and roll. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Runs it off the glass. No good. Ewert with his eighth rebound of the ball game. And here come the Indians. Amherst is giving them plenty of opportunities here. Amherst just hasn't really done much since the first quarter. And trying to get it inside. Eckhouse there with the hold. First foul on Braden. Second team foul on Amherst. But Amherst scored 21 in that first quarter. And in the next 10 minutes, they've got 13 total. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. Their defense has been good enough, though, to keep a 7-point lead. Baseline jumper Cogdell, and it might have been partially blocked. It ends up in the hands of Eckhout. Run the other way. Layup is up and in for Austin Jen. And that's what Amherst wants to do. Get out, get going, get some scores in transition. And that time they're able to do it. 36-27 Broncos. Off the left-hand dribble, Ty Neal. Always gets to that baseline. Now stops and gives it up to Folkert. Into the paint. Swings it to Neal, who pops out in the right-hand corner. Now dribbles into the paint again, right side with the left-handed shot. No good. Got his own rebound, but it fell out of bounds, and it'll be Amherst basketball. Ogallala will bring Adam Crandall into the contest. And also, here's Dalton Jarose. So Amherst with the basketball here. Holding on to that 9-point lead. Neither team can really make a move. Amherst cannot shake Ogallala, and Ogallala cannot make them nervous by getting closer, and driving in is Tobenheim, and Tobenheim gets bumped on the back as he took it to the hoop. The line to shoot a pair of free throws will be Trey Tobenheim, who has yet to score in the game. The foul is on Adam Crandall, his first, just getting in to see his first action moments ago. And the free throw is up and in by Tobenheim, one of the many freshmen on this Amherst roster. There's four of them, three of them that play and have played already. Second free throw, good. So Tobenheim hits them both. The lead is back up to 11. Each team has scored four here in the first 2:45 of the third quarter of play. 38-27, Amherst leading Ogallala. Folkert over on the left wing, gets it to Jarose, back up top to Crandall. Crandall, left-hand dribble, using the pick and roll, gets it back to Jarose, in the paint, off the window from five, and scores. Second bucket for Jarose, 38-29. Amherst the other way, faking the three. Abbott, the left baseline's open, so he takes it right to the hoop, and scores. 15 for Abbott. Abbott and Jen are leading the way offensively tonight, as they do most of the time, for Amherst. 40-29. Here's a three-pointer, Crandall, that rattles in and out. No good. Jarose got the rebound back up and in and was shoved. The foul will go along with it. So back-to-back buckets here for Jarose, and he's got a chance to make a three-point play. Abbott averages 17 points a game. Jen, 13. Eckhout, just about 12.5. Then you drop off to 7 for Tobenheim and 5 for Hadwiger. Free throw no good that time by Jarose, and coming out of there with the rebound is going to be Dominic Abbott. He'll push it up the floor, dish it in the right-hand corner to Jen. Jen up the right wing, spin move back into the corner to Abbott. Abbott trying to get into the paint, forces the turnaround jumper and hit it. Abbott now with 17 in the ball game, 14 for Jen, so he's at his average already. And it's 42-31, and Ogallala throws it away. Every time Ogallala gets close enough to maybe be one possession away from getting back in this game, they turn it over, or they make a mistake, or they miss an easy one. And they're still down by 11. Amherst basketball up top with it. Open three, Eckhout, and it's going to be long. Rebound brought down by Jarose. That's his fourth. Pushing it up the floor, Cogdell. Bounce pass to the right baseline, Crandall. Skip pass to Jarose. Open 10-footer. Can't get it to go. Ball slapped out of bounds off of Tobenheim. And it'll be Ogallala basketball. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, after the games, you can check it out on our podcast for free, any of the games from today or throughout the season. Inbounds pass to Neal. Ty Neal puts it up and draws the foul on Ty Hadwiger, and now he has three. At the line to shoot two, Ty Neal. This is his first trip to the free throw line. And Ogallala has not done well from the line. They're 3 of 9, 3 of 10. But this one's up and in. Now Hadwiger is out, and Caleb Lockhorn is back in. He got his third foul in the first 45 seconds of the half. Second free throw by Neal. It's good. So Ty hits them both, 42-33. Ogallala within nine. Eckout fakes the three and kicks it back out top to Abbott. Abbott between the circles as Amherst tries to spread the floor. Over to Tomenheim. Ball fake, drives in. Good bounce pass underneath to Jan, and he'll be fouled. Austin to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Jordan Cognell, his first. What a nice pass that time from Tomenheim. And Austin Jan to the line for the first time. The first of two free throws is on the way, and it is no good. Lockhorn and Everly, the only seniors that have seen playing time so far tonight. It's a young youth movement here for Amherst as the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Jen gets one of two. He's got 15, and it's 43-33 Amherst. 3:20 to go, third quarter of play. Ogallala dribbling the ball at center court. Cogdell gets it to Folkert. Back to Cogdell. He just takes it right to the hoop, right side, lays it up and in. Little skinny screen there, and Cogdell's got eight. Amherst hustles it up the floor, but Ogallala's back there to stop the shot. Skip pass left corner. Eckout for three. Good. Big three for Braden Eckout. His second of the ball game. He's got eight. And again, just as soon as Ogallala gets close, Amherst does something, or Ogallala makes a mistake to give Amherst a chance to extend the lead back out. So it's back to 11. Right wing with it to Rose. Uses his dribble up in the right-hand corner, and then his pass is tipped away. Steal made by Jen. Jen into the front court, pulls up for three. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Cogdell, his third. Jordan getting more involved as the game goes along. Gives it to Ty Neal, backs up in the left-hand corner, doesn't take the shot to Folkert. Folkert draws some contact and a blocking foul called on the Broncos. And the foul will be on Dominic Abbott, his first. And we've got a timeout on the floor by Amherst. 2:27 to go here in the third quarter of play. Amherst 46 and Ogallala 35. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, which is available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and the concession stand right here at Amherst. We'll be right back.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Out of the timeout, Ogallala has drained a three from Jordan Cogdell. He's got seven in the quarter, 11 in the game, 46-38. Then we come to the other end, and Adam Crandall commits an Ogallala foul. That's his second and the third team foul. So now Amherst will take it out, leading it by eight, 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Eckout covered, makes a nice pass to Jen, who hits the eight-footer. Austin Jen with five in the quarter and 17 in the game, 48-38. A 10-point lead for Amherst, trying to get back into the championship game of their own holiday tournament. Ball up top to Folkert. Folkert swings it over to Crandall. Minute 40 to go here in the quarter. Crandall tries to drive the left side, has the ball knocked away. It ricochets out of bounds, belonging to the Indians. Coming up at the end of the third quarter, since we finally found her, Nikki Eckout is going to join us for just a brief moment to recap their 2-point win in the girls' game today. Off the inbounds, Cogdell's shot bounces high off the back iron. It hits the wire support, and that is out of bounds. Ogallala, respectable from the three-point arc so far tonight. They are 3 of 8 in the basketball game. They missed their first two, 3 of their last 6. Amherst is 5 of 12 from the three-point arc, but that's after hitting three of their first four. 90 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Amherst got out to an early lead and just kind of hanging to that same margin. It's been really an even game since the end of the first quarter of play. Abbott, bounce pass right side to Preble. Back over to Abbott. Pull-up jumper good. Dominic with six in the quarter and 19 in the game. And that's a 12-point lead, 50-38. Long pass to the other end. Yeah, Crandall got mugged. I didn't think he'd be able to make the catch, but once he did, there are all kinds of hands trying to knock it away. And Austin Jen with his first foul. No major foul problems. A couple of the post players, Hadwiger and Lockhorn, have three fouls for Amherst. But the Broncos have just two turnovers in this entire game. And still the lead is just 12 because Ogallala's done okay. They have eight turnovers. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it all the way out to midcourt to Coggle. He'll give it off to Crandall. Crandall swings it over to Neal. Back to Coggle. Good ball. Fake baseline open and then a foul called on Amherst. John Eberle thought he had a clean block and so did the bench. That'll be the third foul on Eberle. And two shots coming up for Jordan Coggle, who has awoken here. The freshman point guard shooting the ball a little more in the third quarter. Free throw is up and it is no good. Coggle has 11 points here in the basketball game. That is way above his season average. Second free throw is up and it is in. So he gets one of two, 12 in the game, and it's 50-39. Into the front court, shot up, no good by the Broncos. Rebound brought down by Jarose. Up the floor they come, but there are no numbers and they end up throwing it away. Preble steps in front and picks it off. So Amherst with the ball, up 11, 35 seconds to go. Eck out for three. It's in and out, no good. And a rebound on the backside comes down to Coggle. Coggle, outlet pass, goes to the baseline. Kick it back out from Jarose, free throw line. Rush Folkert tries to drive, gets tripped up, lost the ball. And Amherst with 16 seconds. The ball is loose. It somehow ends up in the hands of Jen. And then Jen trying to feed it underneath to Tobenheim. Has it taken away. 8 seconds to go. Ogallala trying to get a shot away. Coggle looks at the clock. Midcourt. Bounce pass. Three-pointer. Folkert at the horn. It's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Your score is Amherst 50 and Ogallala 39 here in the boys' contest. And earlier in the evening, Amherst led basically the whole way in the girls' game and had to use a three-point play the old-fashioned way from Jessica Fernandez to beat Ogallala 53-51. Nonetheless, a win over a C1 school gets Amherst to 6-2, and Coach Nicky Eckhout with us. Coach, a little different than this game, but it still seemed like you'd get the lead and Ogallala would come back. You'd get the lead, Ogallala would come back. Your overall impressions of the contest?
Ogallala, you know, they were well-rounded. They were subbed in, I don't know, they play 8 or 10 deep, and they every time, you know, there'd be four girls come in, and they looked just like the four that left, you know. So I felt like we did a pretty good job. We sub about that much, too. But, you know, coming off a break, we were a little winded, and I knew they were going to make a run at us because, like I told the girls, they don't want to lose to a D2, you know, and so they played hard, and we got the bounce, you know, to go our way there at the end, thank goodness.
Well, pretty balanced attack for you tonight. Tobenheim, Fernandez, even Courtney Martinson, I thought, played really well off the bench.
She did. She really did. And she's been getting minutes, but not quite that many minutes. But, yeah, she really did play well.
Well, tomorrow you have the huge task of taking on Kearney Catholic, and it doesn't take a genius to look at the scores, what they've done against some of your conference brethren. What's the message to your team tomorrow? What are you looking to get done?
You know, we talked about it before because my girls tend to play better going into a game when they don't know much about the competition. So, you know, obviously they know a lot about Kearney Catholic, and I said, girls, just, you know, this is a win-win for us. You know, either way, we're gonna get good points out of this thing, you know. So I said, let's, and if we want to get to where we got last year, these are the types of teams we need to be playing. So, you know, I told them just have as much fun as possible, and, you know, you never know. Weird things can happen. So that's why we play them.
Well, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow in the championship game at 2:30, and congratulations on the win today.
Thank you.
That's Nicky Eckhout, the head coach of the Amherst girls. They win it 53-51 over Ogallala, and we'll advance on to tomorrow's championship game on Classic Hits. 98.9. Fourth quarter underway, and the first bucket by Dominic Abbott gives the Broncos a 13-point lead, and then an inside reach call here at the other end. Foul will be on Preble. That's his second, and we are now in the 1-1. That's the eighth foul on Amherst. Only three have been called on Ogallala. Abbott with 21, Jen with 17, and for Ogallala, 12 for Coggle leads the way. And Giroux at the line to shoot the 1-1, and he makes his first free throw of the night. He's now 1 of 3. He has 7 points. Both teams scoring 16 points there in that back and forth third quarter of play. Second free throw, Giroux up and in. So he now has 8 points, and it is 52-41 Amherst. Some other numbers. Amherst with just 3 turnovers in the game. Ogallala has 10. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9. Ogallala, 5 of 13 for Amherst. 52-41 right now. The Broncos with the lead. The winner plays at 4:15 tomorrow. The loser at 12:45. Driving to the right baseline, running out of room is Eckhout. He throws through the paint. He finds his teammate Abbott, who drives to the hoop and scoops it up and in. Dominic Abbott, just a junior, and that's 23 in the game tonight. 54-41, trying to make room at the other end. Corey Thorson, he's cut off by Jen. His outlet pass knocked away. They'll try it again. We'll have an update for you in just a moment here on the Ravenna game, but right now, the Ravenna Loop City game, we should say, but a timeout called by Amherst. We'll take it with them. 6:16 to go in the ball game, and it is Amherst leading Ogallala 54-41.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Don't forget, when we're all done here, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have a look at the final stats, and we'll catch up with the coach as well, so stay with us here on ESPN Radio. That it's Texas Tech and Minnesota competing in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Out of the Amherst timeout, the ball gets away, and it's going to be Ogallala with a basketball. Cognell with it, swings it over on the left wing to Folkert. Folkert back over to Cognell, down inside, the ball thrown away, trying to get it to Ewert. 11th turnover for Ogallala. 6 minutes to go in the game. And Amherst will bring it across the timeline with Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim picks his dribble up, Cognell all over him. Then he knocks the pass away. Then the ball goes out of bounds off of Cognell. Ogallala has just been playing with a lot more passion here in the second half than they did in the first half, but unfortunately for the Indians, it hasn't gotten them any closer. Closest they've been is 7 points. Now they're down 13 again, 54-41. Amherst basketball on the right wing with it. Jen gets it down on the low block. Turning around, Hadwiger tries to get the shot up. It's going to be well short, and it comes into the hands of Corey Thorson. Thorson gets the ball into the hands of Cognell, and Cognell will bring the ball across the timeline here. To the right wing, give and go, and the layup by Folkert is up and in. Dylan Folkert makes the layup for his 11th point, 54-43. Pass break the other way. Amherst can't get the shot away. Outlet pass, Cognell's there, and he makes the steal. They want to run. Outlet pass underneath for the layup, Corey Thorson. And the lead is down to 9, 54-45. Long outlet pass, Amherst is punched out of bounds by Cognell. So every time that Amherst tries to force the pace right now, Ogallala has been able to answer. So the 13-point lead down to 9 after quick back-to-back buckets here by Ogallala. 54-45, and there's some pushing and shoving trying to get that ball in. Let's see who they call the foul on here. They're going to call it on Dylan Folkert, but it could have just as easily been called on Dominic Abbott, who was trying to push off to receive that inbounds pass. That is the first foul on Folkert, but it is also the fourth team foul, and now another foul on Ogallala. Ty Neal trying to steal the inbounds pass. for Amherst this year. They are a 66% free throw shooting team. A little early to be thinking about things like that. With the basketball is Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim over to Eckhout. Braden for three. It's good. Eckhout with three threes in the game and 11 points. And the lead is now 12 at 57-45 Broncos. 4:45 to go in the basketball game. Amherst averaging right around 60 points a game. Every game between the 50s and 60s. Ball up top here. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Ty Neal answers at the other end. And a timeout called by Ogallala after the made three-pointer. So with 4:34 to go in the basketball game, timeout by the Indians. It's Amherst 57 and Ogallala 48 here on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clark. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Well, it looks like we've got a little national news that Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints have agreed to a five-year deal to return after his one-year suspension as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. So a lot of folks, I'm sure, are pretty fired up about that. Taking a look at some other sports, Rutgers and Virginia Tech are now tied 10-10 with 5:54 to go in the game. In the Russell Athletic Bowl down in North Carolina, Ohio beating Louisiana Monroe today 45-14. Right now, we're back to action here with Amherst leading at 57-48 over Ogallala, 4:30 to go in the game. Inside, they get it to Hadwiger, little turnaround jumper comes up short. Rebound brought down by Ty Neal. Gets it to Coggle. Nothing fancy right now by Ogallala. They just seem to be executing a little better. Adam Crandall on the left wing decides to drive. He'll scoop it up and score. Crandall with his first bucket, and it's now 57-50. Fast break the other way. Shot blocked and taken away by DeRose inside. One time that Abbott was not able to finish, and Ogallala's got a chance to get as close as they've been since the start of this game. Give and go inside with the shot. No good by Folkert, and then a foul on the rebound against Ogallala. Ty Hadwiger coming out of there with the ball, and he got run over. That is the sixth team foul against Ogallala and the second on Jarose. But once again, Ogallala had a chance to cut it to five, maybe even four, but didn't even get a good shot away that time. And now here comes Amherst to the other end. Trapped in the corner is Abbott. Abbott has his pass knocked out of bounds. Amherst has three timeouts remaining, and Ogallala has two. 3:35 remaining in the game. Amherst trying to hold on here to the lead. Biggest lead, 14. Ogallala's not been closer than seven, where they are now since the first quarter, and Hadwiger is fouled this time as he gets the entry pass. He'll go to the line. Ty has not had a ton of luck at the line so far this year, but he gets two free throws here. Looking for his first points of the ball game, Dalton Jarose gets his third foul. So the freshman Hadwiger puts it up and right in there. 58-50, Amherst. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us for the final stats. Second free throw, Hadwiger. It's good. So Ty hits them both, and he now has 2 points in the ball game, 59-50. A 9-point lead for Amherst with 3.5 to go. Here's that pick and roll. They got it down to Neal. He's open underneath, stops and scores. 12 in the game for Ty Neal. Ogallala has figured something out here, but will there be enough time to get back into this ball game? 59-52. Picking his dribble up, Tobenheim lobs it down to Abbott. The ball is loose, and it's going to be stolen away. No. They're going to say it's off of Ogallala, out of bounds. I'd like to see that one on replay, because if it was out of bounds, it would probably have been out of bounds before it touched the Ogallala player. But nonetheless, Amherst gets the ball. Eckhout with it on the left wing, threads the needle. There's a foul, trying to deny the pass right underneath the hoop to Austin Chen. And Chen will go to the line.
The foul is on Jordan Cogle, his second. Both teams with eight fouls, and Jen to the line. He's one of two. He's got 17 points. And the front end of the one-and-one is no good. In and out. Rebound brought down by Folkert. Just his second of the game. 59-52. Once again, a seven-point game. Can Ogallala get any closer? Cogdell drives, throws it away. Steal is made by Jen. Gives it off to Abbott, who loses his footing and falls down. That's going to be a travel. Just the fifth turnover for Amherst. 2:43 to go in the game. You've just been waiting for one thing to happen. Either Ogallala gets this game down to a one-possession game or Amherst puts them away, and neither team's been able to do that. We've been jockeying back and forth between 7 and 12 points the entire second half. Ty Neal wants to force the three, decides against it, gives it over to Cogdell. Right back to Neal, who drives and scores. Neal with 7 in the quarter, 14 in the game, and it's a five-point game. This is as close as Ogallala's been since the first quarter. 59-54 Amherst. Abbott, left-hand corner, Eckhout, down low to Hadwiger, who kicks it back out top to Abbott. Abbott drives, layup, good. When you need to score, get it to your main man. 25 for Dominic Abbott. 61-54, 2 minutes to go in the game. Amherst leads by 7. DeRose has it, gets it down low, and a foul call before Dylan Folker can get the shot, but it will be a 1-1. The foul is on Dominic Abbott, his second. And checking back in, Caleb Lockhorn. And checking out the freshman, Ty Hadwiger, for Amherst. And at the line, with an important 1-1, Dylan Folker. He's 2 of 3. He's got 11 points. 1:55 to go and down by 7. The first one is no good. And the rebound brought down by Amherst. Dominic Abbott with his sixth. Gets it across the timeline, gives it off to Jen. Over to Eckhout. He shoots the three and got it. Timeout, Amherst. They probably won't have to shoot any more of those. Brayden Eckhout with his fourth three. He's now got 14 points in the game, and that's a big dagger here in the contest. With a minute 45 left to go in the game, Amherst 64 and Ogallala 54. We'll be back in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
A minute 45 left to go in the game, and Ogallala inbounds it down by 10. Jordan Cogdell tries the right, now goes to the left, finds Neal. Can't get the three away because Austin Jen's in his face. Dribbles around a little more to Folker. They have to be smart enough to get it in for a two because they're overplaying the ball, and there's a reach-in foul as they try to get it down low to Jarose. That's the right move by Ogallala, and the foul on Caleb Lockhorn is his fourth. And that is the 10th team foul, so two free throws coming up here for Jarose, who just hit a couple a moment ago. And the free throw is up and no good. A final score, Ravenna defeats the Loup City Boys 43-31 tonight to once again win their own holiday tournament. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Jarose gets one of two. He's got 9 points. But it's a 9-point lead, and Amherst breaks the press. Now they just want to play keep away. They had a 3-on-1, and here's a 3-pointer by Jen, and he makes it. Austin Jen with 20 points. Amherst is 3 of 3 in the fourth quarter from beyond the arc, and they're now up 67-55 with a minute 5 to go. Cogdell goes back cut. There's Crandall. Nice spin up and in. Second bucket for Crandall. Fast break the other way. Jen's open. He'll score and be fouled. Amherst is not taking the foot off the gas.
And they are keeping that lead between 8 and 12 points. And a chance for a three-point play here for Austin Jan, who now has 22. Two players over 20 points tonight for the Broncos. The foul on Jarose is his fourth. And the free throw by Austin Jan is good. And that makes it 7-57. The lead up to 13. 48 seconds to go. Ogallala gets it to Crandall in the paint. He dishes it off to Jarose. Seven-footer won't go. Offensive rebound put back up. No good by Folkert. Fighting for the loose ball. Players on the floor. Picked up by Crandall. Crandall drives and he gets fouled. And so Adam will go to the line for the first time this evening. The foul is on Trey Tobenheim, his first. And we're down to 35 seconds to go here in this opening day of action at Amherst. Free throw is up and it's no good. Again, because Amherst is playing Kearney Catholic in both the championship games, that's what we'll be bringing to you tomorrow. Consolation games will be North Platte St. Pat's taking on Ogallala at 11 and 12:45. We'll bring you the championship games on Classic Hits 98.9, starting at 2:30. Second free throw, no good. Jarose goes over the back to get the rebound. His putback is no good. Rebound is brought down by Braden Eckout. 27 seconds to go. Into the front court with it is Dominic Abbott. Abbott's pass gets to Eckout. They're trying to play keep away. Ogallala smartly not fouling, but Eckout drives and gets pushed. So he'll go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws with 18 seconds to go. Again, the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Third foul on Ty Neal. And the free throw by Eckout, no good. Again, in college football, they're down to the final 2 minutes. Rutgers and Virginia Tech tied at 10. And the second free throw is up, and it is in by Eckout. Rutgers has the ball. 71-57, that equals the largest lead of the game, 14. Cogdill again trying the pick and roll. It's not there, so he drives, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer by Folkert. It's good. Folkert gets the three. He's got 14 points in the game. 71-60, and time expires. Will they count the last shot? Nobody counted it, so I guess, yeah, they will. They will count it. Austin Jen made a layup at the buzzer, and that makes the final score. Amherst 73 and Ogallala 60. The Indians fall to 1-6, and Amherst improves to 6-2. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Amherst, where our first day of the Amherst Holiday Tournament is in the books. Four games in, and the area teams win them all. Kearney Catholic boys and girls sweep North Platte St. Pat's, and Amherst boys and girls sweep Ogallala. We'll give you a little bit more from earlier today in a moment. But right now, it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of our local schools for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. Well, wishing you a happy New Year. First off, the final numbers for the Ogallala Indians. They put up 60 points here tonight, and for Ogallala, that is a season high.
They had 57 in their win against Sutherland earlier this year, but outside of that, they've never got above 41 points. So they get 60 tonight. It's just not enough. 12 of them from Jordan Cogdell, the freshman point guard. He also had 4 rebounds. Ty Neal, 14 points, tied for the team high, 3 rebounds. Adam Crandall, 4 points, 1 rebound. Dylan Folkert, 14 points, tied for the team high, 3 rebounds. Corey Thorson, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Dalton Jarose, 9 points, 7 rebounds. And Alex Ewert, 2 points, a team high, 8 rebounds. He had 3 block shots. We didn't hear much from him down the stretch as we did in the first half. 14 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting a problem tonight for Ogallala. They were 3 of 9 in the first half, 6 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Ogallala had 23 points at halftime. They scored 37 in the second half, and the Indians finished with 60 points, 28 rebounds, just 9 of 21 from the free throw line, 5 of 11 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 12 turnovers. Ogallala is now 1-6, and they will play at St. Pat's tomorrow at 12:45 in the consolation game here in Amherst. And then after that, they get to travel out to Bridgeport on the Thursday the 3rd, and then turn around and host Cozad on Friday the 4th. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Amherst right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Amherst. And as it's gone most of the year, the big three, Abbott, Jen, and Eckout, led the team tonight. They scored 65 of the team's 73 points this evening. Dominic Abbott, 25 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Austin Jen, 25 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Trey Tobenheim had 2 points and a block shot. Braden Eckout hit 4 three-pointers. He finished with 15 points and 6 rebounds. Ty Hadwiger, 2 points and a rebound. Caleb Lockhorn, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. And John Eberle had 2 points and a rebound. Amherst, 14 rebounds in the first half. I only have him scratched down for 5 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 7 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, and 4 of 8 in the second half, including their last 3 in the fourth quarter. Amherst really took care of the ball tonight, according to my numbers. 2 turnovers in the first half and 3 in the second half of play. The Broncos had 34 points at halftime. They scored 39 in the second half, and Amherst will finish with 73 points, 19 rebounds, 9 out of 12 at the free throw line, 8 of 16 from three-point land, 5 block shots, and only 5 turnovers as Amherst improves to 6-2 on the season with a 73-60 win over Ogallala. They will play undefeated Kearney Catholic tomorrow afternoon at 4:15 on Classic Hits 98.9. And then when they come out of the holiday break, they will play at Overton on Friday, January the 4th. Then their next home game will be Eustis Farnham, but a lot of road games for Amherst. After tomorrow, 4 of the next 5 are on the road for Amherst. We'll take a break, see if we can catch up with head coach Clark Ribble right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Misco Sports postgame show here on ESPN Radio. The Broncos have yet to emerge from the locker room. Let's recap what happened earlier today at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. The boys' championship, Ravenna defeats Loup City 43-31. In the girls' championship, Centura is a winner over Ravenna 47-36. In the consolation game, it was Centura boys downing Overton 50-45. And in the girls' consolation game, Loup City beat Overton 43-39. Here today at the Amherst Holiday Tournament, the first game went to the Kearney Catholic girls. It was a battle of unbeatens. C1 fourth-ranked Kearney Catholic, C2 fifth-ranked North Platte St. Pat's, and Kearney Catholic played an unbelievable ball game today and just destroyed the Irish 74-38. And I'm telling you, the St. Pat's team is going to end up at state. They're going to have a great record, and Kearney Catholic just dismantled them today. Michaela Mestel with 25 points, 7 rebounds, and numerous steals. Theron Baum, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks. For St. Pat's, they were led by Shelby Alberry, 11 points, 8 rebounds, and a block shot. In the boys' game, Kearney Catholic made a big run early in the second quarter and made it hold on for a 52-38 win over the Irish. David Squires, 14 points. Connor Strite, 12. And Brian Hoosman, 11. Matt Moore had 9 for St. Pat's. 11 points, 7 rebounds for Sean Keenan. Alex Harms had 10 points. And the Amherst girls get a 3-point play with an offensive rebound and foul with 20 seconds to go by Jessica Fernandez to hold off Ogallala 53-51. 14 points in the game for Sydney Tommenheim, 12 for Jessica Fernandez, 10 for Courtney Martinson off the bench. Ogallala was led by Sierra Wojcieski with 13 points and 7 rebounds. And again here in the boys' contest, Amherst, they made 8 of 16 three-pointers and just kept the pressure on Ogallala. They jumped out 11 at halftime. The game never got closer than 5, and Amherst wins it by a score of 73-60. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the Bricks has been taking care of you in downtown Ord and taking care of our schools throughout the state for a number of years and will continue to do so in 2013. At Misco Sports, where they take care of all of your school gear, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here. College football is coming up next, as it is Rutgers and Virginia Tech, maybe headed to overtime. That'll be followed by Texas Tech and Minnesota here on ESPN Radio. We'll see you tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 with the championships between Kearney Catholic and Amherst at 2:30 and 4:15. Again, the final, Amherst boys down Ogallala 73-60.